Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Previously on Of Mice and Men and Monsters.
Robin's son was taken by these spotted hand people.
Time to get you three suited up in your cloaks, because we're sending you to the deadliest nightmare of a prison anyone has ever heard of, Monte Cristo.
And who's going to get you in? The only prisoner who has ever broken out. Edmund Dantes.
As someone who considers herself a queen of sneak, pretty starstruck by this guy, no one gets out.
Well, you know me and the jalapenos, maybe a Carolina Reaper popper thrown in there and tear me up a little bit, not gonna lie.
There's something that keeps outward magic and even innate abilities it nullifies to a large extent. You hear that, robot? You hear that, Master Elf? Where we're going, there is no magic.
Time's up. Let's do this, Leroy Jenkins!
This is very, very different. Remember how I said earlier the guards were human? Those aren't human. I just saw a beholder.
Oh no!
Peeking around the corner, you see not a human, or two or three, but a single beholder stalking the hallway. And this aberration is a floating spheroid body with a large mouth with many fangs in it and a single eye on the front. And lots of eye stalks all across the top of its head, flexible and looking at all different directions. And at the end of those stalks are little eyes as well. So you see just a single one. And it has not spotted you yet at all. But Dantes leans back in.
I devoted 3 years of my life here, reading and studying the layouts. Over 150 volumes have been written about this place. I know them nearly by heart, so that since I've been in prison, a very slight effort of memory has enabled me to recall their contents as readily as though the pages were open before me. I could recite it to you, but this has never been in it. What do you think we should do?
All right, so I think let's pack up, let's get out of here, and
GTFO.
Reconvene. Things. This is a shit show. Pardon my language, but things. This is a whole new ball game.
Maybe Robin can just get a new son.
No, 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 you guys. Also, everyone is speaking very loudly, and does it not have ears with all those millions of little eyes?
I was using sign language.
That's actually a good question, actually. I mean, I assume they have ears, but yeah, it does look like one big eyeball. I'm assuming it has ears.
I mean, they can hear, yeah. But okay. Yeah, their hearing in my world, their hearing is very weak. They rely very heavily on their ability to see.
You guys, we cannot give up this quickly. This is ridiculous. Dantes has gotten us here. We have to at least try. And yes, it has like 10 million eyeballs, but we have a lot of daggers and arrows that could go into each one of those eyeballs and handle this.
Penny, I don't know if you have interacted with beholders before in the city, but they're very bad. They're real bad guys. Like they will mess us up.
And those we have to eyes. Fight them. We have to fight them without magic. Not all of us are experts at daggers.
Wait, Eddie, can I call you Eddie? Ed?
Nobody has dare called me Ed before.
Okay, Ed, do you have...
But you, it's pocket, okay.
Do you have any pocket sand? Real bad for the eyes.
I have...
I think the idea... Guys, I think the idea is we don't want them to know we're even here. I think if we attack one and blind it, it can probably scream and alert if there's others here. Who knows what's guarding this place now? Maybe things worse than beholders. So I think, I mean, Edmund, hopefully you know your way around here. And so how did you distract guards the last time you were here? Throwing a pebble in a direction and diverting their attention?
Oh, Bertram, you would be a good thief.
Oh, God, I just lowered myself, but I suppose you're right.
You are very right, Bertram. Our best bet is sticking to the shadows. Those things, their eyes possess the power of inflicting mortal injury. But we cannot flee this, friends. If we do, Robin might lose Crusoe, and if she does, she's losing her life.
All right, well, yeah. you lead the way, I suppose. I don't...
I'm guessing that the layout is going to be the same, so I will do my best to lead you through there.
Okay, so where are we going? Are we going in this hallway?
Yeah,
yes,
I'll
we
follow
need to
you.
Make it across this hallway. See how he's going back and forth across that way? Patrol. We need to go across and make it. I will go first. I will use everything I can. Wait. Potions. We have to try it.
And he takes out this vial, and it's this, like, red vial. And he passes one to each of you.
I have no clue if it will work here.
Great. Awesome.
It's worth a try. But if you drink this, our bodies, when we are alive, it gives off energy. And a lot of times, these creatures, they can read that energy, and they are sensitive to it. And so if we dampen it, we can blend in with the shadows so much more. It's like a walking death. You will not die, my friends, but you will be like a wraith.
And this helps with our stealth? This will help with our stealth?
It's our best bet.
And he kind of salutes you with it, and he downs it right away. And you notice that his skin kind of goes translucent, almost like a wraith.
Cool. Yeah, I think seeing that.
Seems like the chemical process was not magical. Yes, science.
And I'm so about science. Bottoms up.
Okay.
Yeah, Bertram will follow suit.
Penny's like, all right. Throws it back. Very comfortable with it.
You give some... I don't think you need to give some to your mousy friend, though.
It's too late. Like, he's already had, like, at least two drops.
All right. Well, hopefully your mouse can stay quiet and not start squeaking at the wrong time. All right, I will lead us first, and then each of you...
Picture of discretion.
Okay. I'm going to go first, and then you follow suit. Follow my path.
And so you see him kind of go, and following you, the shadows that are intermittently on the wall from the torches, sticking to those shadows, even when he's following the outline of the torchlight, barely staying on there, his translucent... It shines right through it. It's as if it's just kind of a wind passing by, if wind could take shape. And so I'm going to say you're going to roll stealth with advantage here, because stealth isn't just about the sight, it's also about the sounds and other things that you can do along the way. Okay, so you are going to roll it with advantage here. That's what this does.
First one was a one.
Well, ooh, thank God for that.
Seven and a nat 20.
Nice.
Nice.
All right, 16 on that second one.
All right.
Needed that advantage.
I'm looking for 12. Looking for 12.
Ooh, good.
I rolled 13 twice, so I got 17. Oh, sorry, 17 twice.
Nice.
17 twice. Nice. Okay. So you make it across the way. And so just as this beholder is like, its eye stalks are just bending all the way around, looking every which way, you're able to make it just across. And at one point, I would say, Bertram, one of the eye stalks kind of swivels towards where you are and focuses there. And even though it's not a head, it kind of tilts. Like cocks its head to the side or cocks its eye stalk to the side.
I slowly move my ascot around into a hood and try and cover my eyes with my cloak.
And it hovers there for a few seconds and then continues to swivel on its way. So the three of you make it across the corridor crossroads to where Dantus is waiting for you on the other side.
All right, my friends. That's good. Now we're in the main central corridor. This is the main throughway of the entire prison. It connects the cells to what's next. So we're going to have to go beyond a security checkpoint in Armory and Forge. And then beyond that, finally, the cells. We can do this again, friends. I don't know how long this effect is going to last, but we need to make use of it as much as possible.
So we're just in a hallway right now. There's no like prisoners anywhere. It's just like a blank, empty kind of like it's connecting it's like, the prison room yeah. to like another kind of main room. So we're just going down an empty hallway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so as you go forward, there's a small opening to the side, kind of like a little doorway to the side, and just a foul smell is emitting from it.
Gross.
Is that supposed to entice us? Can I go like investigate, I guess? Or
if you want, it's completely up to you.
I mean, you mentioned it for a reason. I don't know what else we're supposed to do with that. It was like, color. All right, bye.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll investigate it.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Okay.
So shit. I rolled a 2, but I have a +4, but that's only a 6, so I don't know what that means.
I think this is A1's cup of tea anyway.
So you go around the corner and you hear you hear Dante's like, "What are you doing? That's just the bathroom." And as you go in there, you see it like a foul smelling and cramped like toilet area that just look like it's designed for 4 people maximum to use at a time. But you can also tell just of this repair of this room that twice or maybe sometimes 3 times that number are forced to maybe use it at once or choose to use it at once, depending on how you do it.
I just come back like grasping at my chest. Like, if I were able to throw up, I would absolutely be doing that right now. Oh, that was scarier than the beholder.
Hold yourself together, Mr. Bertram. Choke it down.
Kimmy, Kimmy, I want you to roll animal handling for me.
Animal handling?
Oh, God, is Pip going to be doing something?
Oh, yes.
Great. 14.
Pip kind of just like, you see him like pop out like, and he gets that look in his eye that he usually gets when he smells like blue cheese, which is his favorite. And, you know, you might be like, no. But he breaks out and just he starts towards this
yes.
pretty.
Yes.
Leave yes. him. Leave him. He's made his choice.
Pip, you get back here right now. I swear.
He rounds the corner again. And you don't see him.
Oh, no.
I just immediately run after him.
Okay, you see him. All right, so leave you round
them.
The corner.
Leave them. They've made their choice.
All right, Dauntless like comes after. He's like, oh, God.
You need to get them out of there. We are wasting precious time.
And as you round the corner, you also see just this horrible scene in front of you. Like, enough to make any one of you retch if just poopy's not your thing. But... You hear this like gurgling sound coming from like one of the central toilet holes.
Oh, God.
And Pip is like
no.
peering down into it.
He's swimming himself. Right, he's swimming in there.
Did you hear what he said? We are wasting time.
And peering down, you hear just this voice from the gloom.
Oh, I'm starving. Anybody got some poop for me?
And you see this...
Oh my god.
You see this, Kate? You see this stone pudding, this ooze just down there, and it's just like forming like what it thinks is like a humanoid face.
I'm hungry.
Wait, this is like,
do you have anything for me?
Wait, this is like Sirius Black in the fire pit, like it's forming a face in the poop, like yeah. It's oh my.
No, it's girl. So it's it. This is called stone pudding. It's a type of ooze.
Oh, it is. Oh my.
Yeah.
God. I thought you were describing the poop that way.
I thought so.
No,
pudding.
No.
I was like, what a terrible way to describe feces.
Yeah. So it looks like it's angry and it's hungry. So it needs poop. To eat something, and it's either gonna be you feed it what it wants or. It's coming for you and Pip.
Oh, I mean, Penny just goes like this and grabs Pip by the end of, you know, the little, like, extra skin by the neck, just grabs it and runs out of there.
Eowyn, you did mention that those jalapeno poppers were running right through you. You heard the monster. Give it what it wants.
I run in, drop trowel.
That's a perfect way to get back
at
him.
Splatter Duke all over the stone. Just...
What is happening
like water.
In this episode?
It's like
what is
water,
happening
you know?
In this episode?
I am feeding this thing.
Ew. Is this what happens
God.
When you have children?
Good, yeah. Oh my God.
You have no idea. Adam and I just argue over who did it last. Is like, please, for the love of God, it's your shift.
I've okay. changed diapers, but dear Lord.
Woo. Oh, yeah. Just get ready for all of you with kids. All right, so you make it out of there. Thank you. You gave the ooze what it needed. No shame for you. See, that's not where you draw your line, Eowyn.
I don't care.
And because
I don't
of
you
that,
had to roll for poop. What if you got? What if you got nervous? You didn't get stage
your
fright.
Your lack of
oh,
shame.
I never get nervous.
Saved your necks. You do not want an angry ooze coming after you.
I never miss.
Oh all right, God. So you make it out there, and Dauntless is at the doorway.
Are you finished?
I feel like 20 pounds lighter. And oh, but God. So much fire down.
Let us yeah. never speak of this again.
Ever the again.
Carolina all right,
and
Reaper.
He kind of looks
agree
down
with you.
Yeah. He looks down at his hands and he's like, shit. All right,
yep.
it's starting to wear
yes,
off.
Yes, lots
it's
of
a little
it.
Bit more. It's a little bit less translucent. All right, so you see where this hallway ends. That is the security checkpoint. That used to be where a handful of guards would be between the forge and the armory, and they would make sure that prisoners would not carry any contraband back and forth. And it also is the first checkpoint before anybody could leave.
So we have to go
into make it
there.
Through that.
We have to go mm-hmm. into this room past possibly multiple beholders.
I have no idea what's going to be in that room, but I can tell you with how this is laid out, it is the only way.
All right, well, we better stop John and get to it.
Yeah, while the potions last. If we're starting to fade, we better go while we have it.
Okay.
Make hay while the sun shines, as my mama always used to say. No, as Archdruid Waldo used to say.
So you always talk about Waldo, but you also mentioned Leroy Jenkins. Are these all the same friends or family of yours?
Leroy's more of a hero, but, you know, we don't talk about him.
Oh, you don't talk about your heroes. I hope you never meet them either. All right.
I just look at Penny.
Penny goes like,
quiet.
All right, so you guys are going to come up on this room, and it is kind of like a... There's no hallway around it. It's like the hallway ends at this doorway, and it makes it very clear, like, you want to go in here to continue onward. So how are you planning on entering?
Can I investigate the door to see if there's any kind of, like, combination or what the way of opening it is, I guess?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You go into it, and you tell me what you want to use to investigate it. You want to just use a plain investigation?
Yeah, I just rolled a 17 on an investigation.
Okay.
So I guess I'm looking for, like, if there's a key or a combination, or if there's, like, a window we can break open. I think I'm just kind of looking for everything in general just to see how we can open this.
You go up to the door and you kind of test it, and probably with how you were assisting the Featherfoot family for so long, you probably had a hand in helping with children, and so you know very well how to check a door without waking whoever's on the other side.
Yes.
So you kind of pull back, you know, with that tension on the handle, and you twist it to make sure that it's loose, and you even lift a little, and you see that it gives. And it does cross your mind, if there are beholders here, don't really want to have locked doors for them to, like, go through. So you see that it is unlocked, and it's a simple, straightforward, heavy wooden door with a single knob, locked.
If I feel it starting to crack open, I whisper, "Someone peek through there and tell me what's inside."
Some nudge, Penny. Penny, go look. You're small.
Thank you for noticing. And then Penny comes forward and just peeks through. And what do I... What am I rolling for? I'm assuming perception?
You can do perception or investigation. I'll let you choose on that.
17.
Nice. 2 17s in a row. Really good, guys.
I'm doing a lot.
So kind of peeking through that crack, you see just a single beholder. And he is... For all intents and purposes, his main eye is closed as if he's sleeping, and he is snoring very heavily. Like, drool is coming down off of just his mouth, and all the eye stalks are, like, drooped down and not alert.
So, all right. So Penny pulls back, motions for Bertram to close the door, and says, "So there's a sleepy, sleepy beholder. Does anyone know how to make him even sleepier so we can sneak past him?"
"What if we take our shoes off?"
"I like that idea. I like the idea. More ideas. No bad ideas in brainstorming. Come on, guys. How else are we going to do this? This is, I'm assuming, Dantas, this is the only, or Ed, sorry. This is the only way in. This is this one door. There's no ventilation system we saw that sewer. I don't think we're going back. Other way through this area?"
"There is no ventilation system, and for this one, this is just a single way in and out on both sides. So there's this door and one other door on the other side."
"All right, guys, are we sneaking? Are we fighting?"
"Definitely not fighting. I think sneaking's our best way."
"Oh, I was just going to say, I can make a potion. I have some potions. Maybe I can make..."
"Ooh. What kind of potion, though?
How long would that take? Well, our invisibility is wearing off."
"That's a very good point. Never mind.
All right, are we all just going to sneak past this sleepy
boy? I think, Edmund, what do you think? Is that what you think would be... Is that what you would do when you were escaping?
Yes, mine was to avoid fighting at all costs. And it looks like I had an easier time of it. Although this was locked, I was able to fashion my own way to undo it, but I did not have beholders up against me.
All right, guys, let's play a game of Don't Wake Daddy, or as we called it, Don't Wake Fagin. Let's go.
All right, it's up to you.
All right, I take off my shoes.
Actually, so I don't know if Bertram wears shoes. I don't think he does.
Wait, you worked for the Featherfoot family, famous for their shoes, yeah, come and you on. Don't wear yeah. shoes?
Maybe it's better for you to have shoes on because you have metal feet.
Okay, all right. Yeah, that's true. Okay, I'll say I have a nice pair of Featherfoot boots on.
Mm-hmm. And how?
You keep those on because they're Featherfoots.
That's right.
Edmund Dantes does the same. He looks at you and nods appreciatively.
That's a good move. We'll do that too.
Mm-hmm. I go up to the door. I do the whole like jimmy it so that it's opening quietly. And then I, like a sneak, just walk in.
How are you planning on doing it first, Eowyn? Are you looking around the room? Are you just going to go straight across? Are you going to examine anything?
I am. So I take a look in the room. I guess I make a perception check as I go into the room. I'd like to figure out the shortest path of least resistance. Mm-hmm. My perception roll is a 13.
You see that there's nothing just kind of in between your doorway and the opposite one. It's kind of a winding path of a clear area on the floor with nothing to trip on. But there is a clear path nonetheless for you to go across. And you also see what catches your eye to the left of the room, opposite the side. So the beholder will be on the right-hand side. Mm-hmm. And to the left of the room, you know, this is like a simple like 10 by 15 room. But to the left, you see a locker.
Okay.
Catches your eye.
Yeah. I also want to make sure that we have keys. So I'd like to go and look just real quietly in the locker. Can I investigate the locker?
Yeah, you can investigate the locker.
Okay. And I rolled a 13 again.
Lucky. Okay, you see that really you do not have the ability to do this, but you don't notice any tripwire or anything like that that could be a trap. But you know that I don't have the tools to do this, but somebody in your party does.
As Penny walks in, I just wave my hands back and forth like, hey, over here. And I just point over. I do like I wiggle my hands a little bit, and she has no idea what I'm doing, but I just point down at it and I'm kind of just like, right here. Trying to
amazing.
Make thieves' tools.
Thieves kit, here we go. Sorry, I was looking at my burglar's pack. They're different, guys.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, thieves kit and burglar's pack and a disguise kit. Which disguise kit's funny.
You're all packed up. All right, so if you choose to do this, you're going to do a dexterity check, adding your extra proficiency for thieves tools. So you would roll your dexterity and then thieves tools on top of that, which is your proficiency bonus. And we're looking for a DC of 16 to open it.
DC of 16.
Your proficiency bonus should be a +2, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
On top of it?
Yes, it is. So. Okay. So plus the 2, plus the whatever isn't under dexterity. Got it. Mm-hmm. And I have to do better than a 16?
16 or better.
16 or better. All right. Ooh.
Uh-oh.
14, y'all. Sorry.
Oh, shoot.
Okay. So you start to do that, but it's just like there's something stuck on the last bolt. And you know that if you try to use too much strength to jimmy it open and force the bolt, that you'll make too much noise.
Are there little slats?
Like a high school locker? Like the ventilation slats?
Oh, yeah. Do you... there's a single slat on the top.
Are they big enough for Pip?
I was good. Yeah, truly. I was like, Pip's on my shoulder and I motion.
No, that's not big enough for Pip. That is not a Pip-sized slat.
Pip just shakes his head no at me, and I'm all right.
So maybe Ed walks in the room, and I do the same thing. Ed, She doesn't know how to do it. Can you help
Are
us?
You talking
Penny,
right now?
Penny,
are you talking right
no,
now?
No. That's just like, I'm like mouthing it, you know? But for the people
That's
at home,
the sign language the he's communicating.
This is the Faerun SL.
That the person language. Who idolizes you just failed at a stealth
FSL.
Check.
Penny sucks.
Is so
Please help.
Okay, so he sees what you're doing.
I'm like,
and
making
he also,
eyes like daggers at Eowyn.
He proffers his hand to you, Penny, like in a sign of, you know, reaching for your thieves' tools. Like, can I use it?
She sinks her head down and hands it.
All right. He rolls a 21, so he does
Whoa.
Open it.
Ooh. But a young grasshopper.
Mm-hmm. And so he kind of flicks it, and right before he hits the final one, he looks at you, Penny, and winks, and then gets it open.
Oh, wow.
And it swings open silently.
I'm sweating.
She is 19, and he is 40. Let's just remember. Damn. I just like, I'm, no.
Worse has happened.
I've been flirting with him.
Winks can be flirty, but they can also be playful. Like,
yes, exactly.
You can read into it what you want. All right, so it swings open silently, and you see a few things inside. So you see two regular-sized potions of healing.
Yep.
And one potion of greater healing. You also see hanging on the ledge a circle of keys, and then a single sheet of paper as well.
All right, I'll grab those as well.
Okay.
How about...
I'm so small, I'm all pockets.
How about I grab... I see all the stuff you're trying to carry, and I think it's too much, so I grab the piece of paper. That way we can divvy it up. Eowyn was talking about those keys.
Maybe that's sure. pretty. Yeah. That's probably smartest because you are handling keys and three potions that I would imagine are like in glass bottles. Glass.
Yeah, I grab the keys. So okay. I grab the keys with my hand. You know, like you don't want any sound to come out, and then I just hold on to them.
So and now you have to make it to the far door.
So before I do that, since I've walked in, Bertram needs his time to shine. So he grabs a piece of paper. Can I quickly look at it? Is it open or is it folded up in an envelope or is it open for me to read real quick?
It's folded in half.
Okay, I'll read it later. I'll pocket it for now. As I'm looking around, can I do a general perception? I kind of want to see if I can get any insight into how the guards operate. Like, is that beholder sleeping in front of like a row of TVs or monitors? We could be stealthy, but are there cameras that are looking around in this prison?
CCTV. This prison has CCTV.
Yeah, I'm just trying to see if like how they operate so I know like not to fall into a trap or something, if that makes sense.
Right. You see no TVs. You see a steaming cup of coffee and a half-eaten donut on the side and a radio coming. Are you there, Barry?
No. Oh, shoot.
There what? Is just... Oh,
okay. I know. I was like,
no, that was just me messing with
oh,
you.
Oh, no.
No, he just... You see just nothing. There is... They float. You know, he's not even like in a seat or anything like that. It's a pretty Spartan room. It's pretty bare.
He's just kind of watching the door for people to come and go if they need to. That's kind of, even though he's mm-hmm. sleeping right now. Okay.
Yeah.
He, I guess, or beholders, he's, I don't know, it.
They.
I don't have gender.
If I ever have them speak, I'll probably have them probably just nebulous because you hear a woman doing an attempt at a male voice. So it'll be nebulous.
Okay. Well, then
them.
I got nothing then from that. So then, yeah, I'll look for the door. And I think I would just kind of, again, gesture silently towards Edmund, kind of pointing at the next door, and then with my hands up, kind of like question, like, is that where we're going?
And he, you know, taking his hands, he points it forward, like, keep going. So I'm going to have you go first, Bertram, since you are just, you have a straight shot, and you're kind of like nearer to the door than the others. So I'm going to have you roll sneaking.
I'm going to ask the dumb question I ask every dang time, and I'm so sorry. I can't remember. There's numbers next to each little thing, and then they're also... So, like, stealth is a part of dexterity. My dexterity mod is +4, but then I have a 6 next to stealth. Do I add 6 to my roll or 4?
Six.
Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm. It kind of supersedes the regular one.
But, yes.
It just means it's, like, a subset. So, you have your base modifier, and then you also have your proficiency on top of that.
So, it's plus like, 4, plus 2.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Yeah, they're kind of complicated.
So I'm using my proficiency bonus right now, too.
It should be baked
it's
in.
Already that's, just
why,
doing plus
that's why
six.
It's plus
already
six.
There. God, oh, you're right. You're right. Okay, great. Great, great. All right. Well, cool. I got a 12.
Oh, well, I'm the one doing it, and I got a 3.
Oh, great.
Oh, is it just Adam?
Oh, was it just? I thought it was me because I was going first. All of us?
Yeah, it's just one at a time. So,
right. Oh, cool. Three, I'll do it again
three.
Then.
Get some
with that three, with that below, you see two of the eye stalks kind of start to like quiver and come to life.
Oh,
so,
no.
you can hurry and make it out the door, but it's kind of like.
Please hurry.
That is like one strike.
That's real bad.
That's one strike.
We got to go.
Yeah,
guys.
I quickly.
Roll out.
There's nothing clever I should do. I just go. Yeah.
All right, Penny, you roll if you're going out next.
All right.
I'll have you re-roll this time.
I got a 7 total. I've rolled a 1.
Oh, you rolled a 1. Oh.
So I got
that
is 2 strikes, my dear. That is
so
2
seven.
Strikes.
Seven.
Okay, it's a 1. It's a crit
no,
miss.
No, that's a crit miss, my dear.
I can't add my points to that.
Nah, a 1 is a 1.
A 1 is a 1 is a 1. So that's 2 strikes, my
Penny,
dear.
Penny,
okay.
Like, trips over a thing of pencils, and they all go flying.
Oh, my gosh. This is all
I'm
me.
I'm so leaving. This is a police station office.
All right. So, as you trip over the pencils that have now materialized on the floor, and they aren't even sharpened, these barbarians. What is going on with these guys? So, Bertram, you've made it out the door, but you hear this, like, tinkling behind you, and you realize that somebody has tripped over something. And the stalks on this beholder start to come to life, and you hear him.
What? Hey, you guys aren't like supposed to be here.
And this is where I ask you to roll for initiative.
Oh!
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Well, hello there. Dr. Charlie Tuggett here. You know, rumor was Spaceship Oz-9 was intended to take a bunch of rich folks to a new planet since, we pretty much used up the one we have now. But, you know, since it's looking more and more likely the ship might be humanity's last stand, let's take a quick look around.
Are you telling me the 4 sacred tokens are all aboard the Oz-9?
Remind me again why we're doing this?
Allegiances are too muddled on this ship.
MCCACEC is a normal institution of higher learning.
Ah, but if you pull back the outermost layers...
I'm from Minnesota, where we like our lives as neat and as open as the inside of a freshly caught and cleaned walleye.
Do you know, I am now the only assassin aboard the ship.
What are you doing, Elaine?
I want to know what side he's on when the ship hits the fan.
Aren't they the most ridiculous people I've ever met?
Fetch that annoying bunch of trespassers so we can bring Pluto to heel. The new order starts today.
Well, however this all plays out, if you have a strong stomach and a high tolerance for stupid, you can follow the Oz-9's adventures just about anywhere you listen to podcasts. I got a trot, Space Monkeys. Stay safe out there.